Last month, Texas Parks and Wildlife launched a public fundraising campaign to fill a significant department deficit.
If we're going to keep these special treasures open for all Texans to use and enjoy, we need to raise $4.6 million.
That's Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director Carter Smith. He told lawmakers today the department is facing very ambitious revenue goals.
The consequences of us not being able to realize those revenue targets are real. They're tangible, and we absolutely may be looking, particularly in 2013, at further cutbacks, and that could include things as drastic as closures and looking at transfers again.
Last year, the Legislative Budget Board proposed transferring the control of seven state parks to local counties as a way to cut the state's parks budget. To date, only one park was transferred in Seguin because many counties weren't financially ready to maintain a new park. At the hearing, Evelyn Mers of the Texas Sierra Club offered a proposal that would allow people to immediately purchase special license plates when they buy a new car.
Give people an opportunity to buy them when they purchase a new car, instead of having them have to purchase regular plates and then go get it, you know, then exchange them, which is very time consuming.
Lawmakers also discussed trying to find a way for retail and recreation stores to sell passes to state parks. State park visitation was down 25% in the month of August alone, partly due to the extreme heat and drought conditions that forced burn bans across the state. And if predictions of La Nina's extended stay play out this spring, increasing the number of state park visits and revenues could remain difficult. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.